What's taking so long? It's not like there's a queue at this hour. It's just fries and a drink. That's it. Really? Order for yourself? With the way you look? The staff would get suspicious seeing you like this. It's best if Yola orders on your behalf. She seems eager to feed you anyway. And someone has to watch your back. Well? Yeah. I mean, you did look out for my sister back there. You could have ignored that vamp's movement and made a run for it when she awakened. Yet, you stayed. Kept her distracted. And Viola wasn't harmed. It's only fair I return the favor. But that doesn't mean I trust you or anything. Oh, look. She's finally out. Sorry for the wait. Yeah, I was getting worried. They were about to close for the night, and I wanted to get him something extra. What do you mean? Here. Large fries, soda, and a burger to go with it. You're welcome. We still have a way to go, and I figured...
Burger, huh?
So that's what the holdup was? Did you charm for that extra meal, too? No. They did it out of the goodness of their hearts. If only someone could be the same way for our friend here.
Your new boyfriend, you mean?
What? Nothing. Let's just get to the settlement already. There it is. The warehouse. The relocation certainly paid off. It had to with all the new members they've been gathering. Wait. That's music. Sounds like they're partying in there. I don't see anyone guarding the entrance, though. Music just stopped.
The hell? Kill the lights!
Are those crossbows?
You three take a wrong turn? Or just more purists for us to sting?
We're definitely not purists. And we didn't take a wrong turn.
Huh? Wait a sec. Viola? Yep. And?
Nice to see you too. Now would you mind? Long time no see, Rose.
I can't believe you two are here. This is so unexpected.
We would have contacted you, but things got messed up and we had to make a move quickly.
No, I understand. The Order of Purity have been close on your tails, no doubt.
It wasn't the cult this time.
It wasn't?
No, something different. A new type of vampire. It's better if we continue this inside.
Sure, I'll take you to Nicole. Who's...
Oh, him? He's with us.
You're sharing?
Yeah.
Oh, looking for some two-on-one action, huh?
Seriously.
This way. Hey, Nicole. Look who showed up.
You're kidding me.
And here we were scrambling to defend ourselves from a possible attack.
Sorry for the scare. You guys were having a party?
You can thank Rose for that. She felt our new home needed to, liven up more.
Our very own nightclub. After all, you never know which night is going to be your last.
You brought a companion with you.
A new toy for our twin friends.
Rose! Carry on, everyone.
So, what brings you here?
I mean, you're all
he's invited, but it's urgent. And I'd rather discuss it somewhere more quiet. Yeah, we can do that. She awakened after taking a stake through her heart? And you're sure she wasn't a purist? No mark on her left arm?
No, there wasn't. We made sure to check before destroying the remains. We're lucky to be alive.
Well, this changes things. Guess that rules out the wooden ammo for the crossbows.
It was just one vampire.
Yes, but there may be more of this type in existence. And I still fear the cult might have something to do with this.
You do?
I could be wrong. Maybe vampires are going through a change. But say I'm correct. If the cult has found a way to make a vampire immune to wood, over time they could eliminate other weaknesses as well.
She's right. Before you know it, they'll be able to walk in the daylight just like us.
And that would be another blow for our kind.
If only we knew where these pricks were hiding.
Like I said, I could be wrong about this. But as long as the Order of Purity is still around, they'll jump at the first chance to use this new threat to their advantage. We'll come up with something. For now, just make yourselves at home. We have a room for you three.
Thanks, but before I do that, I want to spend time with the others. You know, catch up, meet new faces, let out some stress, etc.
Sure, why not?
Also, could you spare something new for him to wear? These clothes have seen better days, and you must be freezing, right?
Leave that to me. We have spares.
It seems Maria is going to soak it in for the entire night. Join in? Nah, I'm not much of a club girl. That's more her thing, especially when she's stressed. Finished changing? Can I turn around now? Much better. No, really, you look great. But I have a confession to make. See that mirror over there? You were visible, so I still took a peek. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I didn't look for long, I promise. But if I could make another confession, I believe you look much better without clothing. It is cold tonight, however, so it's best they stay on. It's going to take time for you to warm up. Come. Join me. Yes, I'm sure. The mattress is big enough for two. Maria isn't coming here anytime soon. And even if she did, so what? We just tell her you needed a quicker way to get warm. Can't have you freezing up on us. Now come, join me. Lay into me like that. Yeah. Are you comfortable? I may be half vampire, but I still have the warm blood of my human half flowing inside. It helps for times like this. Listen. I heard the threat Maria made to you back at the hotel room before I walked in. No, no, please. You don't need to pretend. My hearing isn't sharp for nothing. You have to forgive my sister. It's just who she is now. Ever since we lost our parents and her relationship ended on a sour note, she's put up a barrier and is very protective of me. Can't blame her too much, I suppose. I just wish she would let her guard down sometimes, you know? Our parents? Well, Mother was kind and caring, accepting of others without fearing any differences. It's part of how she fell in love with a vampire and made children with one. As for our father, he expressed his love differently, through strictness. He too was protective and less trusting of others, but taught us how to live with our vampire side. Maria is a lot like him in a way. What about your parents? You were an orphan. Wait, you were adopted by Dompierre's? Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you were taken in by members of our kind and cared for, no less. Oh, you should introduce me to them, if that's all right with you. Organize a day out and we could... They're... dead? They were murdered by vampires? I'm so sorry to hear that. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. You're in the same boat as us, having to look out for yourself after your family is taken from your side. But just remember, you're not alone anymore. You have us. Me. Maria is stubborn, but you'll get her trust eventually. That barrier of hers can only last for so long. Before I found you, I didn't feed. This was the first night I refused to take blood from anyone. Maria doesn't know, of course. She'd probably just lecture me on the importance of keeping our strength up, but... the chance to feed on a dirt bag isn't always there. And it gets to a point where an innocent has to be chosen. I couldn't bring myself to do that anymore. Truth be told, it's the real reason I came up with the idea to have someone with us. Better to feed on one within our circle than to go out and hunt. We can eat, but it doesn't do much for us. Blood has to be our main supplement. Without it, we would become weak. And thirst. It's a burning sensation in our throats that just gets worse and worse. I'm feeling it right now. I've had to hide it, though. Remain in control. Can't have my sister finding out that I skipped feeding. And you need to rest. I could just hold out and... Why are you... exposing your neck? You want me to feed? Now? No. I can't. I mean, I shouldn't. Not when you're cold and tired, it's... Lay flat and I'll get in position. turn your head. Either way, it doesn't matter. Just a small amount is all I'm taking. Ready?
Sis, you missed out big time. If you'd only seen...
Maria?
Oh, am I interrupting something here?
Yes, I mean, no. Yes?
No? Which is it? Make up your mind. If you want me to come back later, I can, you know.
It's not what it looks like. And how much have you had to drink?
Just enough to become the new chugging queen of the settlement. You're welcome to challenge me. If you dare.
Ugh, look. You need to...
Whoa, hold up. That's blood on your lips. And you... Oh, V.
Maria.
I see the shit that's being pulled here. You want his blood all for yourself. Not willing to share, are we? Well, guess I'll just help myself for a quick bite right now.
No!
Let me through.
You had a bite. Why can't...
You're not feeding on him in this state. Ugh. Will you ease up already? Just one more drink. A teensy bit more. Huh? Toilets.
Go and ask Rose. She'll know where they are. Meanwhile, I'll deal with the Chug Queen.
Wait, Maria. See what you did? He's about to piss himself because of your greed.
Me? You're the one who burst in here drunk and out of your mind.
Come on.
I mean, what do you really think?
I know, right? One minute, guys. I just have to... Sorry, I didn't see... Oh, it's you. Do you need something? How are the new clothes? Toilets? I'm guessing Maria messed up your neck there. She's a wild one when she's had her fill, right, guys? Oh, yeah, the toilets. Down that way on the left.
Hey, has anyone seen my phone?
Hello? I was wondering when you would call. Are you by yourself? Good. Tell me what's happened and where you are.